You are listening to Somatics Toolkit, Core Practice 10, presenting a full-bodied performance. My name is Dirte Weig. This exploration supports you to physically prepare for your next presentation. Preparation. Select 5 to 10 sentences to work with in the exploration. These can be from a concrete future presentation, or equally from a past presentation, or only an imagined one. Print them or write them on a piece of paper to have them easily accessible away from your electronic device. Pause the recording until you have prepared this. Please switch off your phone and make sure you are in a space where you can work undisturbed for the duration of this recording. Prepare yourself and the space. Become aware of your body as a bridge between the ground and the sky. Feel your breath and wake up your senses. Gently roll your shoulders, rotate your joints, and wake up your spine. Are there any tight or sore places in your body? Imagine breathing into those to give them a little more space. Take some time to do what your body needs to become present, alert, and active. This is like tuning your instrument before you start to play. You can do this not only during the exploration, but also before you are actually about to present, for example, unobtrusively in a toilet cubicle. Exploration. Begin by moving freely around the space. You can walk, wiggle, jump, swing your arms, or rotate your joints. Really wake up to the fact that you are in your body. Rub your hands together, rub your legs, your arms, your scalp. You are in this amazing body which you nourish with your breath. Imagine your next presentation. Let your body find a shape or a gesture that expresses how you feel about it. Confident, anxious, excited, curious? There is no right or wrong. Just let your body express this. Give it breath. Acknowledge that this is how you feel. In case your shape or gesture was one that represented nervousness or anxiety, now, find a shape or gesture that represents confidence and courage for you. If you are already confident and courageous, simply continue with that shape or gesture. Become really aware of this posture, remember it, and how it feels for later. Now become aware of the space inside your head. This is the body part that receives most attention in education and academia, through the overemphasis on cognition, on thinking. Our head holds our brain, which we usually associate and equate with mind. Breathe into this awareness of head, brain, mind, and cognition. Move through the space around you and let the head center direct your movements. You are moving from your mind. Now drop your awareness to your upper chest, the location of your heart. Feel into the cavity of your ribcage, intricately suspended around your heart, beating steadily to pump blood all around your body. This generally has a connotation with feelings and emotions. Breathe into this awareness of heart, emotions, feelings. Move through the space around you and let this heart center direct your movements. You are moving from your heart. How is it different from moving from your mind? Drop your awareness even further down to your belly area and pelvis, the location of your stomach, intestines, reproductive organs. Feel your lower torso. This area is linked to our gut feelings or raw emotions. Breathe into this gut awareness. Move through the space around you and let this gut center direct your movements. It is also known as the second brain. You are moving from your gut. How is this different to moving from your heart and from your mind? In your own time, experiment with and switch between moving from your mind, your heart, and your gut as three important centers within the body. How do these different foci affect your movements, muscle definition, the quality of your movements, expression? Do you feel more comfortable or uncomfortable in one or the other? How does moving from mind, heart, or your gut affect how you relate to others? Now pick up the lines from your presentation that you had selected beforehand. Hold the paper in front of you. You are going to deliver these lines three times as if you are addressing an audience. Do this once for each of the three centers you have just moved from. With each, imagine a stream of energy coming from the center towards your audience. Deliver these lines first with your head, mind, then from your heart, emotions, and lastly from your belly, gut, feelings. It is okay to read from the paper. Please pause the recording to do this now in your own time. Experiment as much as you can and feel comfortable with. Take a moment to reflect on the experience. How was your delivery different coming from the three different centers? How was the quality of your voice? How relaxed or supportive did your body feel? Come back into movement. Imagine delivering your presentation without words, non-verbally. Which of the centers felt most easy to you? Move from that awareness. Really allow your body to strengthen your presentation, your expression, your transmission. Then add a second center of your choice. For example, if you were moving from your heart, now add your mind as well. You are moving directed by two centers, heart and mind. How does that feel? Now add the third until you are moving from all three centers simultaneously. Pay attention to what your hands are doing. How does your backbone feel? How are your feet? Is your jaw relaxed? Now, speak your lines one final time, projecting and offering your message from all three centers. Your mind is supported by your heart, which is supported by your gut. Your whole body is part of your presentation. Pause the recording until you have done this. To complete, put the paper aside. Come back to the posture that expresses confidence and courage, which you explored earlier. Whatever posture you choose, remember to lift your chin, relax your shoulders, and lengthen your spine so your lungs have most space to breathe. It helps if your knees are soft and relaxed. In acting, it is said that after 4 minutes of impersonating a character, the posture and life world of that character will actually start to feel real. We can use this mechanism for presentations too. If our posture is confident, our delivery will be all the more confident. You can practice the confident posture in the toilet cubicle before you go on stage. Completion. This exploration focused on how to utilize the resources of your body to support your presentations. Apart from general preparations, such as knowing your slides, practice your presentation alone and then for other people until it feels natural in the way we have just explored. In addition, try to get a good night's rest beforehand. Find out what your body, gut, heart, mind needs to feel most at ease during the presentation. For example, pay careful attention to the shoes and clothes you wear. Choose something that fits the occasion, yet in which you feel comfortable as well. Make sure you are well hydrated, but avoid drinking too much in the 2 hours before your presentation. That is roughly the time it will take you to pass water. Try some exercises to warm up your vocal cords and speech muscles. These help make your voice steady and strong so you can project easily. You can find many guided voice warm-ups online. At first you might feel a bit self-conscious, but soon you will find that it makes an enormous difference to the quality of your voice. Remember your confident and courageous posture. Even imagining this before you go to sleep will help for the presentation the next day. We wish you a wonderful experience of performing a full-bodied presentation. Thank you for listening to Somatics Toolkit, Core Practice 10, Presenting a Full-Bodied Performance. Remember your body.